Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Time. I don't know what time it is where you are, but this is Michael Collins Piper live tonight, coming to you on this Wednesday, the 2nd of April. I wasn't here for April Fool's Day yesterday. Don't read anything into that. My colleague Jim Tucker, the managing editor at American Free Press, said that that was a national holiday in my honor, but suffice it to say, I didn't celebrate it. Rather, yesterday, folks, I got about 15 hours sleep after my long trip back from California, where, as you may know, I was a speaker at the Freedom Law School in Newport Beach. After having spent a lovely week with some of my oldest and dearest friends, at which time I wrote a new book, which I'm looking forward to finalizing. It's going to be a long time, I'm sure, before it gets to the printer, but I think it's a very interesting book. It is a book which delves into the philosophical and religious foundations of the New World Order, particularly as the New World Order is a product of the international money power of the Rothschild family. There's been a lot written on the Rothschilds. There's been a lot written on the New World Order. There's been a lot written about the international banksters, as some people are known to call them. I would like to think that this volume that I've put together, however, is the first book that really explores it all in some detail, puts it all together in a way that it does make sense. Well, you know, it's very easy to talk about a book until it's published, it's really not a book. So suffice it to say, that's all I'm going to talk about. You know, I get calls from people who tell me they're writing a book, and they already have an idea for the cover, and they already have an idea for the title. But you know what I always say to them in the kindest way possible? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be glad to take a look at your book after it's written. So if any of you are out there thinking about writing a book, by all means, write it. And I'll tell you what, I'll be glad to take a look at it for free. I won't charge you to read it and edit it. I'll take a look at it and give you my input. But if I don't like it, folks, I'm going to tell you. You know, I said it at the conference the other day, you know, that there's the old saying about Dale Carnegie, or Carnegie as some pronounce it. Dale Carnegie wrote a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Well, you know what I told the folks there at the conference? I'm not here to win friends, but I am here to influence people. And you see, that's one thing I like to do. I like to, if I know about a subject, I'm glad to talk about it, and I express my opinions on it, if I think my opinions are worth expressing. If I don't understand the topic, I'm not inclined to comment on it one way or the other, other than as much as I do know about it. But that having been said, I enjoyed the conference. There were a couple hundred people there, lots of nice people, mostly people, I would have to say, interested in the issue of taxes, issue of money, the Federal Reserve, quite a few people there interested in the subject of 911, as well they should be, and there was a good variety of speakers there. So that having been said, you know, we're going to a break here momentarily. When we come back, I'll just talk briefly about what I had to say at the conference, as though you care, but maybe you'll learn something. Maybe I'll learn something. Then I have some very interesting news about the USS Liberty. I think you'll find this of interest as well. So stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Very much glad to return to you live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I do want to thank Mark Glenn for sitting in for me, and also very much want to express my thanks to Mark Dankoff, a former regular host on this network, who sat in for me Monday night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Mark Glenn, who got in touch with Mark Dankoff for me. I understand Mark may be returning to RBN as a regular host, if my information is correct, and he's certainly a welcome addition to a good cast of hosts that are on this network. Well, you know, I've been out of town, so I haven't been checking my email, so if you did send me an email after the last week or so, I'm still catching up on a lot of email. I got some out today, but I did get a letter in my mailbox, and I just want to read you a couple excerpts from this letter. It kind of amused me. Well, it's not apparently a listener to the program, but this writer lady writes, "Dear Mr. Piper, I was sent in the mail your book, The Golem." That's my new book on Israel's nuclear weapons program and its threat to the world. She says, "I was sent your book, The Golem, which is untrue and makes no sense at all." Then she goes on to quote the Bible saying, "You will destroy them that speak lies. Jehovah abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man." I guess that's me. Anyway, she goes on at length and says, this is written, her letter is written in blue ink, ladies and gentlemen, but then in writing, in red, she writes, "Blessed be everyone that blesses thee, and cursed be everyone that curses thee." Then she asks me, are you not afraid to go against God's people? And then she goes on and on and on and on. Well, God bless this nice lady who compares me later, by the way, in the letter to Haman. Haman, of course, being that great Persian who was executed along with 75,000 of his countrymen. Well, I guess I'm going to be executed along with my fellow countrymen who dare to stand up to those who call themselves, notice I say those who call themselves God's chosen people. You ask why I wasted your time with that? Well, the reason why I wasted your time with that is I want to remind you that there are nice people out there who do believe these things. And they are nice people. That's what's scary about it. Very scary. Well, I do have to mention, you know, Mark Glenn and I were talking about it here on the phone today. I had occasion to watch a lot of cable television, which I don't normally do, especially since I don't really watch television generally. In fact, one of my televisions is unplugged, and the other one, I can't tune in any stations on, so I only watch DVDs. But in any case, so consequently, when I have a chance to watch cable television, like the garbage on Fox News and CNBC and CNN, I kind of catch up on what the propagandists are up to. And what the propagandists are up to is pretty much what I have been saying for a long, long time vis-a-vis the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. They're following the script that, not that I wrote, but which I divined, and I don't mean that in the spiritual sense of the word, I want to assure you. They are following the script, and as Mark Glenn pointed out to me as I started hearing bits and pieces in the mass media, they are setting the stage, I think, for Al Gore to become the Democratic presidential nominee. Well, that all remains to be seen. We will see whether or not, in fact, that does happen. Lots of interesting things going on. Now, as far as the Republican presidential race is concerned, there is a new book out about John McCain. It's called Free Ride, John McCain and the Media. Looks like a good book. I haven't read it yet, but here's how the book itself is described. The authors show, and the authors are David Brock and Paul Waldman, they show how the media has enabled McCain's rise from the Keating Five savings and loan scandal to the underdog hero of the 2000 primaries, to his roller coaster run for the 2008 nomination. They illuminate how the press falls for McCain's straight talk and how the Arizona senator gets away with inconsistencies and misrepresentations for which the media skewers other politicians. Well, I haven't looked really through the book at any length, but what I have seen in the book looks rather interesting. There is no apparent index, folks. But I'm willing to bet you that never once does this book, which is skewering the media, skewer the people who control the media, nor does the book explain why the media really supports John McCain. And of course, that brings us up to the topic of the media. And this is something that I spoke at over the past weekend here. This is a point that I made to, I think, the dismay of some of the people who were at that conference. You've probably heard me make this point before on the air, if not exactly directly, certainly by implication, and that is this, that so many people in our quote-unquote patriot movement, in the 911 truth movement, in the nationalist movement, all these amorphous movements that all kind of intersect with one another, often to the dismay of the various groups and people within these movements. The fact is that there are many people who say the media lies about 911. The media lies about what happened at Waco. The media lies about what happened at Ruby Ridge. The media lies about income taxes. The media lies about the Federal Reserve. And of course they do. The media lies about all of these issues and many, many more, folks. I mean, we could go through a laundry list. But you know what? So many of these people who are willing to accept the fact that the media lies about all these other issues, accept, they accept, A-C-C-E-P-T, they accept the media's lies about the events of World War II. And I'm not just talking about the lies about the Holocaust, the lies and myths about the Holocaust. I'm talking even about the issue of what happened in Germany during the reign of Adolf Hitler. There are people who believe that Adolf Hitler enforced gun control. There are people who believe that Adolf Hitler was advocating the New World Order. Now, folks, Adolf Hitler advocated a new order, and it's not the New World Order that we hear so much about. I also pointed out that there are many, many people today, good patriots, and I dared name that one organization, which I do name on this program on a regular basis because I think it needs to be named. That is the John Birch Society. I pointed out that there are so many good patriots who believe the words of the John Birch Society when it comes to Vladimir Putin and the new rise of nationalism in Russia. The mass media in this country says that the new Russia is a threat to the world. Well, the John Birch Society adopts that same position. They say that the new Russia is really the old Russia in disguise, that Vladimir Putin, this ex-KGB agent, which he was, they say that Vladimir Putin is really a secret communist who's waiting to jump out from under the bed and say boo and take over the world and enforce a new world order. Well, folks, as I pointed out at the conference out there in California, people in the John Birch Society, by adopting this anti-Putin line, are in fact adopting the line of the mass media in this country. They are adopting the line of the Council on Foreign Relations, which issued a report on Vladimir Putin and said what a bad, bad man he was. It's the mass media in America that tells us that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran is the new Hitler. It's the mass media in America that tells us what a bad man President Chavez of Venezuela is. But, you know, as I pointed out on this program, it was the Chavez government in Venezuela and the National Assembly there that called for a new investigation of 9/11. It was the Chavez government and the National Assembly there who proved to be wonderful hosts for William Rodriguez, the 9/11 hero, when he went to Venezuela. So, folks, I'm here to tell you, as I said to the folks out there in California, you can't cherry pick. You either believe the mass media or you don't. That's what I told them, folks. And by the way, William Rodriguez was out there. I'm going to have William on the show very soon. There's a new video out about William compiling his worldwide lectures on 9/11. I saw excerpts from it. Good work, William. He's really put himself out there. And no, William is not a Zionist agent, as Christopher Boleyn and Queen Esther Hufschmidt have alleged. No, he's not. Nor for that matter, are Jason Burmis and Dylan Avery, the guys who put together Loose Change. I had the pleasure of meeting Jason Burmis out there very briefly, and I formally apologize to him for myself and on behalf of American Free Press for some of the crap, I used another term, for some of the crap that Hufschmidt and Boleyn managed to insert into the pages of American Free Press back in those days when Hufschmidt was whispering gently in Christopher Boleyn's ear on a daily basis. Oh, boy. Well, it was an interesting conference. I would like to think I said a few things out there about a number of things that may have been of interest to people and brought them some new ideas, which people do need to hear new ideas, even if they come from yours truly, a junior devil. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Interesting point that someone made to me out there at the conference, the Freedom Law School conference, talking about Christopher Boleyn. I understand from one of the 911 experts who was there that Boleyn has virtually lost all credibility throughout Europe and throughout the worldwide 911 community, with good reason, for a variety of reasons, I might add. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, Boleyn has painted this legend that he was set up and taken down by Homeland Security and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and Michael Chertoff and all this. But, you know, here's what's interesting about that, folks. You know, when he skipped town on his misdemeanor criminal charges in Illinois, when he crossed the state of Illinois line, that was, if my source on this is correct, that was interstate flight. Interstate flight is a federal crime. On that basis, then, the FBI has the authority to file federal charges against Christopher Boleyn. To the best of my knowledge, the FBI has not filed interstate flight charges against Christopher Boleyn, and if they were so eager to silence him, they could file such federal charges against him, and then through extradition treaties with foreign countries could bring him back here to the United States, yet they haven't. And, you know, as tax time approaches, it's also good to remember that Boleyn bragged to any number of people that he had neither paid nor filed taxes in several years, and yet I have not seen any federal federal grand juries file any tax evasion or willful failure to file charges against Boleyn. Something for all of us to keep in mind as we're filing our taxes. Boy, oh boy. Something to keep in mind. Yet, Boleyn is permitted to continue to put out his disinformation. Very, very interesting. Speaking of disinformation, several weeks ago you heard on this program the very sad story of how James M. Ennis Jr., a survivor of the USS Liberty and the author of one book about the attack on the Liberty, has actually tried to undermine the weekly program, The Liberty Hour, which is broadcast here on RBN on Saturdays, hosted by Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, another USS Liberty survivor. Well, you know, these days have been rough for Phil Turney because, you know, his sons are in the military, and one of them is getting ready to go over to Iraq, and we say our prayers for the whole Turney family. Certainly we do. But these days have been rough for Phil, and yet, during the past several weeks, Jim Ennis has been leading a one-man campaign against Phil personally and against Mark Glenn, based upon the fact that on this program I mentioned that I happen to have in my possession a handwritten letter from from Jim Ennis to Liberty Lobby. Now, why this is interesting is because Jim Ennis, on his website, has a direct attack. You know, on the front page of the website, they don't attack the Anti-Defamation League or groups like that. No, they attack Liberty Lobby, which doesn't even exist anymore, and American Free Press, right on the front page of the website. They say they have absolutely nothing to do with these horrible, hate-filled groups. You know, they don't want any association with them. They never have associated with them. They never will. But as I revealed on this program, I have a handwritten letter, hand-printed letter to be quite specific, from Jim Ennis. Now, you know, it's funny, folks. I had misplaced that letter. But I told Mark Glenn today, you know, since Jim Ennis has spent such a great deal of time over the past week or so in particular denying the existence of this letter, thinking perhaps that maybe I had seen such a letter, but that no such letter existed, I spent what I told Mark would be about an hour of my time looking for the letter. I told Mark I knew that it was around somewhere. I said that it was probably within 3 feet of either of my shoulders right here in my little office from which I do this broadcast right here in my apartment. And, you know, I started looking for it, and I called Mark, and I told him, Mark, damn, Mark, I don't know if I can find it. I'm not sure where it is. I can't have thrown it out, but, you know, I may have put it somewhere. Well, you know, Mark's heart started pounding. I said, well, I'll let you know. Well, guess what, folks? I found it. I found the letter. It's a very interesting letter, and I'm looking forward to sending a copy of it to both Mark Glenn and to Phil Turney by email, a scan of it by email, and I'm going to send them nice color photocopies of this letter because we have the evidence that Jim Ennis, who has been a bad, bad man for trying to destroy Mark and Phil, we have the evidence that he simply cannot be believed. I have no personal gripe, really, against Jim Ennis, but when he's trying to destroy two people and a good program here on this network that's trying to get out the truth about the USS Liberty, I think we need to face the music, so to speak. Well, here comes the music, folks. When we come back, I'm going to read you Jim Ennis's letter, word for word, just for your information. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on republicbroadcasting.org. You know, I'm having a little computer malfunction here, but I'm here to tell you about one of our sponsors on this network. Their website is heartdrop.com, and the product they make is Cardovite. Cardovite. And this is something, a good supplement that you need for good health, and it is all natural with a combination of the following herbs put together in one handy tablet. It's an herbal formula with cayenne, with garlic, with hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. You know, you put this whole thing together, ladies and gentlemen, and that does spell good health, and I've heard a lot of good endorsements for it. Cleanses your circulatory system, and guess what, folks? It gets rid of those chest pains. It handles your cardiovascular system, folks. Do check it out. They're one of our good sponsors here. All right, we have a couple callers. I'm going to go to them in a minute, but as promised, I'm going to read you this hand-printed note from Jim Ennis Jr., who has been vehemently denying the existence of this letter, calling Phil Turney a liar and implicitly calling me a liar. But I have it in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. It's a white piece of paper, 5 by 8 in dimensions. At the top is a little pasted-on return address label, James M. Ennis Jr., with his address
in a Western state where he certainly lived then, and I assume he does now. It is dated 29 January 1985. And what's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is that this letter was not just addressed to the Spotlight newspaper. It was addressed to no less than the infamous Willis Cardo, the treasurer of Liberty Lobby, publisher of the Spotlight. Willis has been a guest on this show. In fact, Willis and I were joking with somebody today that, yes, indeed, he is infamous. But yet, here, Jim Ennis, who has vehemently denied any association with Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, any association with American Free Press, here's a letter from Jim Ennis to Willis Cardo. It says, "Dear Mr. Cardo, I understand your diplomatic writer," and then he asks parenthetically, "St. George?" question mark, referring to the late Andrew St. George. He says, "I understand your diplomatic writer has been refused access to the Salons report. Here is a copy, plus a copy of the Yerushalmi report, which it refutes." These are two reports, I guess, on the USS Liberty. "Salons report can be found among 10 pages of microfiche on the Liberty that state," that is the State Department, "will release or has in the past for $10. Ask for," quote, "USS Liberty microfiche," unquote. Mr. Ennis adds, in his own handwriting, of course, his hand printing, I should specify. You know I'm a stickler for detail. He says the Yerushalmi report is still withheld on grounds that it is classified, although my original has no classification markings. It was released to me apparently by mistake. This copy was retyped by me because the original does not copy well. Then there is a P.S. P.S. Do not, the word not underlined, do not mention me as the source. Now, as I mentioned on this program before, I've had this letter around for a long, long time. This letter, by the way, is dated January 29th, 1985. That's about 23 years ago that Mr. Ennis printed this letter and mailed it to Willis Cardo. And then on the letter, additionally, is a stamp dated March 6th, 1985, from Mr. Cardo's personal stamp, indicating that he received the letter on that date, and then it's stamped March 7th in a different colored stamp, indicating that on that date Mr. Cardo had acknowledged it. And in fact, here in Willis Cardo's own handwriting in pencil is ACT, A-C-K apostrophe D, W-A-C, WAC, as in Willis A. Cardo. Now, as I mentioned, I cut the signature off this letter because, as I said, I am a good businessman, and when I had occasion to auction an extra copy of Jim Ennis's book, which I happen to have, on the Internet, I thought it would add to the value, which indeed it did, to have Mr. Ennis's signature. But folks, something told me to hang on to this letter, which I did. Little did I know that it would come in so handy at this time. And as I say, I will be releasing it to Mark Glenn and to Phil Turney, who are free to do with it whatever they choose to do with it, because I think it tells us the truth about the person in particular who is waging this one-man campaign to try to undermine Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, who, as far as I'm concerned, are both good patriots. You know, it's ironic that that one of the USS Liberty men should actually be engaged in this smear and fear campaign against Phil Turney and Mark Glenn, particularly because of the fact that Phil Turney is a survivor. And like Mark Glenn, he too is determined to let as many people as possible know about what happened that day in 1967 when our vaunted quote-unquote ally Israel attacked an American ship. I hope Mr. Ennis is listening tonight. If he is, he's free to call in here and call me a liar if he so chooses, but I have a feeling he won't. But I am here to tell you that the letter does indeed exist, and if it somehow disappears within the next 24 hours, that just means to me that some very, very powerful people are working with Jim Ennis. But I don't think it's going to disappear, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that having been said, you know, I got an email from someone today saying that I thought it was kind of funny in a sense. He said to me, he says, you know, I'd like to get copies of your books because if you were as honest as you say you are, and I don't think I've ever said I was honest, ladies and gentlemen, but he says, if you're as honest as you say you are, then I'd like to read your books before something happens to you, before the books disappear. Well, you know what, folks? If I got run over by a pickup truck, there's one thing I remain confident about. My books are out there. All the things I've written are out there for American Free Press and the Spotlight, and they are going to live well beyond me. So I'm not really worried about that, but I do hope this gentleman gets my books and finds them of interest. Incidentally, there are e-book versions of my books at michaelcollinspiper.com. Now, michaelcollinspiper.com, ladies and gentlemen, although it has my lovely name there, and of course I hear Christopher Boleyn saying, oh, his real name's Michael Bernard Piper, he's Jewish and hiding something. No, I'm Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian. MichaelCollinsPiper.com is a subsidiary of AmFirstBooks.com. That's A-M-F-I-R-S-T Books.com, as in AmericaFirstBooks.com. And a lot of other good reading material up there, plus accessibility to other e-books and other material by other authors. So I do encourage you to check it out. Plus, there's a good selection of some articles that I have written for American Free Press. If you've never read American Free Press, you can certainly get a flavor of what I write for American Free Press, and I'd like to think it's pretty good. In any case, we're going to go to the phone callers here in a minute, but I will mention another book which I read on the plane going out to California. It's by Michael Scheuer. He's the former Bin Laden expert at the CIA. Now, we can debate about who Bin Laden really is and what he represents, but for the mainstream American, so to speak, who believes the official version of 911, we should then theoretically believe what Michael Scheuer has to say. Now, his book, his name is spelled S-C-H. E-U-E-R, Michael Scheuer. Sounds, frankly, like a Jewish name, although I don't think that he is. But I do know this much about him. He is very much a critic of Israel and of U.S. policy towards Israel. And he says some very provocative things. I would recommend you read the book. You may not agree with all his opinions. I certainly don't. You may not agree with his idea that 911 was carried off by Osama bin Laden. I don't believe that. I think the Mossad did it. Another argument for another time. But be that as it may, it's a book well worth reading. In any case, check it out. Maybe we'll talk about it some other night here in the show. In the meantime, we are going to go to the callers. We're going to bring up Edward from Ohio first. Edward, are you there?
Hi, Michael. How are you
doing? How you doing tonight, Edward?
Okay, not too bad.
What's going on out there?
Well, considering the things that are going on today, guess what book of the Bible I'm reading right now?
Tell me.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Barack Obama's former pastor. His first name is...
You know, I don't know what his name is. I know what his last name is.
Oh, right.
What is it?
Right.
His last name is Wright. What's his first name? I don't remember.
Okay, it's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Oh, the book of Jeremiah.
Okay, well, that's what I'm reading right now.
Ah, yes.
Oh, boy.
I just threw my hands this evening past an interesting assembly of quotations from the book of Jeremiah.
Oh,
put
yeah.
Put together by Mark Glenn. So I'd like you to read to us from the book of Jeremiah.
Right, and I have a collection, too. What I would like to do is maybe to kind of whet people's appetite is to quote about a verse and a half, and then while they're getting pen and paper, if anyone is interested, and if you will allow me, I'd like to take
Please do, because I was actually thinking of reading some of those quotes on the show tonight. Well, you can do it for me.
Well, I'll read about a verse and a half, and then what I have after that is... so many books, chapters and verse numbers that it might take me about a minute to read, to give them out.
You have the floor, Edward. Fire away.
Okay, thanks. All right, I'll go. Starting with Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 18 through 19. Think about how America has treated Jeremiah right, and think about how the Israelites treated the prophet Jeremiah.
Okay.
Just to give you a little bit of background, the Israelites disobeyed God. God warned them through the prophets, one of which was Jeremiah. He preached against them, and they did not appreciate what he said. So that just kind of sets the background of what is coming up here. From Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 18 and the first part of 19, it says, "And the Lord hath given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou showedst me their doings, but I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me." Now, for the people to read, if they would like to, I recommend, and this is what some would call anti-Semitic verses, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 14 through 19, chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, verse 13, chapter 4, verse 4, and 6 through 9, 14 through 22, chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, 8 through 16, 28 through 34, chapter 8 of Jeremiah, verses 1 through 13, 17, chapter 9, verses 1 through 16, verses 21 through 22, 25 through 26, chapter 10, verse 22 and 25, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, 6 through 15, 17 through 23, chapter 13, verses 7 through 14, and verse 27, chapter 14, verses 10 through 12, and verse 16, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, chapter 17, verses 1 through 4 and 27, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7, 11 through 15, and as far as I got is chapter 20 and verse 4. So that's for some people to think about if they care to look those up and read them. It'll be a bit of a slap in the face for some.
You know, it's funny. It's, as I say, it's ironic, I should say, that I literally, as I was searching for the infamous Jim Ennis letter, which I read here earlier, I came across that material from Mark Glenn. And unless I'm mistaken, I do believe that Mark Glenn has published his excerpts at his website, crescentandcross.com. So for those who don't have a Bible handy, or for those who didn't take down that information you brought forth here, I think if they go to crescentandcross.com, they'll probably find some of the excerpts from Jeremiah that you have mentioned here tonight.
Well,
I'm so glad you, as I say, it's very fortuitous that you brought it up, because it is one of those things that people need to be reminded about.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for allowing me to do that. And if they didn't write it down, they can go to republicbroadcasting.org, I think it is, and look into the archives and listen to this show again. And
good idea. I'm glad you thought of that. I didn't think of it myself. Yeah,
those are not all the verses. I just took down some that I just felt like noting. But all a person has to do is just start reading in the book of Jeremiah and look and see what the scriptures have to say about this subject of Israel. And, you know, their disobedience to God, how they were warned, and what God said he was going to do to them and what he did do to them.
You know what amazes me, though? You know, you probably heard me at the opening of the program here tonight reading just a couple excerpts from this letter from this nice lady who cast me into hell.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny. I think it's very, very interesting that that lady somehow manages to ignore Jeremiah. She somehow misses all of that, but again, that all comes back to the corruption of the modern-day American fundamentalist ministries,
right,
by the work of this criminal Schofield, whose work was publicized, whose work was brought into being by the Oxford University Press, which I hasten to add is a creature of the Rothschild family and their banking elite in what they call the City of London. So this is something, this perversion of the Christian faith has been something which has been a long-standing project, you know, designed, as you put it correctly, to lead the sheep to the slaughter. So this is all something that people need to understand. We're going to a break here. Why don't you hang on, Edward?
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a break. And if you get a chance during the break, pull out your Bible. Take a look at what the prophet Jeremiah has to say. Jeremiah, like Reverend Jeremiah Wright, whose first name I had forgotten, is very, very right. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, during the break, I took advantage of the moment that I had to readjust my suitcases in the closet, and a great big suitcase fell down on me. If it had knocked me out, everybody would have assumed that either Jim Ennis or the Mossad had done that, but no, it was just my suitcase and my clumsiness. Incidentally, got a message from Mark Glenn during the break that excerpts from the book of Jeremiah can be found at theuglytruth.wordpress.com. Theuglytruth.wordpress.com. Edward, you're still there, I hope. Edward?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the
preachers. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the preachers. It is a problem that I have come across. A lot of people are just reliant on their preachers, and they have not been weaned away from them to the point that they've relied upon God and are looking to the Scriptures. I've been away from preachers for years, and I've been into the Scriptures for decades, and I can just see this stuff. And there has to be that severance, if necessary, between a preacher and a false preacher and a believer. And a person needs to rely on the Scriptures and believe in God.
Edward, I am so glad you said that, because you know what? When I asked if you were there, I was going to ask you, because I know you're very fluent, so to speak, in the Scripture, I was going to ask you why you thought that there were so many people who were ignorant about the book of Jeremiah, and you answered my question, and I think you answered it exactly on point.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because the people, the preachers, the false prophets, like the late and unlamented Jerry Falwell and this big toad down in Texas, John Hagee,
oh, yeah,
the whole gang of them, I don't need to list them all, they in fact are these false prophets who are leading, they are these Judas goats who are misleading all of these good Christians. And that is so true. I have known so many people who think that they're getting the Word of God by listening to Pat Robertson instead of reading the Bible itself. So I think you're absolutely on point there. There it is. I mean, for anybody who wants to see it, it's not Edward from Ohio telling you. It's not Mike Piper or Mark Glenn. It's the Word of God right out of the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Pick up the Bible and read the book of Jeremiah. It will not only condemn the Israelites of old, it will condemn modern America. We need it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that would be kind of fun to get some fundamentalist on here, some follower of Hagee, and get someone like you on here, Edward, to just debate it right here in the open instead of letting Hagee and company just beam their false message.
Hey, set it up. I'm open. You got my email address.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to go.
I think that would be a lot of fun, Edward.
I don't think he'll do it, but I'm willing.
Well, if there's anybody out there who would like to take you on, I'm sure there's some listener out there who just disagrees vehemently. I'm inviting them to call in here tomorrow night and let me know who they are and where they are, and we'll set the whole thing up. Be a lot of fun.
That would be interesting.
All right, Edward, thank you for your call.
We're running out
of time. Apologies, a special apologies to Jim from Texas. He was waiting patiently. We didn't get him up tonight, but Jim will be back unless the Mossad or John Hagee down there in Texas gets him first. Jim, do me a favor. Don't ride in an open limousine through Dallas. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we will see you here tomorrow night, God willing. Have a good evening.
Once upon